Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Feeling kind of mean. My man, how you doing?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you out at a bar somewhere?
I am at a restaurant.
Oh,
I'm in New Orleans at a conference.
Oh, my God.
Stepped outside.
Okay, very good. Officer Hatch here for the ride-along. By the way, newfound brush with fame. Hatch will never quite be the same again. Tell him, Hatch, what you experienced last week. Sitting there watching football, just being
screaming.
You.
Screaming,
yelling,
Outback,
right?
Cincinnati versus Texas Tech.
So
I told him to turn the channel to the Cincinnati game. Everybody looked at me like, "What?
Like what? Where's that?" Yeah,
yeah, Cincinnati. So they turn it. So I'm sitting there screaming at the TV, the only one paying attention, eating my dinner.
When you say there, where is the there?
Outback in Leesburg.
Outback in Leesburg, Virginia. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Yes. So I'm sitting there eating, screaming at the TV. So I finish. And I get up to go walk out, and these two guys yell, "Hatch." So I'm like, "I don't know these guys." So I look, and I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "We thought that was you. We recognized your voice and you rooting for Cincinnati." And I go, "Okay." And they're like, "Yeah, we were driving here, and we were listening to you on the ZABE show." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Well, nice to meet you guys." So I stood there and talked to him for a couple minutes, and then I left.
Wow.
Nice guys.
Yeah. Well, that is great that you were spotted in the wild rooting on your Bearcats. By the way, did they win this weekend? I didn't even see the score.
No. Again, we're up 14-3. We always start off like super fast, get up on people, and we let them come back. So We went up 14-3. Then we were up two touchdowns. Of course, they came back. They're up three. We drive down the field. And instead of trying to score, I hate leaving games in the hands of field goal kickers. You know how I am with that.
So
what we did was we get all the way down to like the 30-yard line, and then we like hand the ball off twice. Like, no, try to score a touchdown. Do not leave it in their hands. So, of course, 6 seconds left. The dude misses the field goal.
How long is the field goal?
50 yards.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big field goal. It's makeable, though, but you can't rely on
them. Because he made 55 yards.
Right. You
made
50
yards before it.
Cannot rely on them.
Leave at the end of the game, and we lose the game 44-41.
Speaking of field goals, I got a crazy stat for you from the NFL. And then I want to go right back to college because I want to talk about the Georgia-Alabama game for a second. And this kid, this 17-year-old Ryan Williams.
God.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but quick, I saw that play.
Quick kicker stat for you. This weekend, when Braden Narveson, the Narv dog, missed a 37-yarder for the Packers, it was the first under 40-yard field goal missed all year in the NFL through 4 weeks. How do you like them apples?
Did they cut them?
As of this taping on Monday night, no. But I said they should have. Because he's missed five kicks. Missed five kicks in 4 weeks. One of them was wiped out by penalty. So he's still missed the kick. I don't care. It's a ticky-tack right. penalty. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
well,
so
now
there's
these
your
guys. The thing, these guys now, 60-yard field goals are like the norm.
Oh, I know. And the coaches are lining them up to kick them without a second thought, whereas coaches used to be very itchy at anything over 50. They'd be like, shoot. I can't tell you how many games I had to watch coaches punt in the yellow zone, as I call it, from the 50 to the plus 40. Yellow because right. they're chicken. They're scared. And it's like,
right.
punt. Oh, great. It's into the end zone. You gain 20 yards. Well done. Not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Now they're lining them up like whatever. Hey, your Cowboys, your best thing you got going is your kicker. That's it.
Right.
And, of course, he missed the kick. He missed the kick to cover the spread last Thursday night. All right, let's get back to the college game of the year. That was yes. Alabama beating Georgia after Georgia came all the way back off the mat. And Ryan Williams is this 17-year-old whippet skinny kid who pulled maybe the sickest move or moves, plural, you have ever seen on a football field. You being a former wide receiver, break it down for me.
That was the baddest move I ever saw from a wideout.
Right.
First of all, I'm not even talking about the catch. Forget the catch. After he caught the ball, the dead stop and then spin and had two of their guys run into each other. And then he's like, oh, by the way, now I'm going to take off on you.
Right.
And leave you in the dust and score a touchdown. I was like, oh, my God, that was the baddest move I've seen in the last 5 years.
So it was
especially from a guy who just came from high school.
Right. Exactly. What? Okay. So hold. I'm watching right now. I'm scrubbing through the video. So it's a back shoulder throw.
Yep.
And it's a good catch to adjust his body. He kind of basket catches it, but
right.
then gets both feet down close to each other, pirouettes, then starts taking off. He's about to be split by two defenders and puts on the brakes and jumps backwards while
yep.
spinning in the air.
Yep.
Back to the goal line, spins back around forward, starts to run again. Number four for Georgia has got him dead to rights. All he has to do is push him out of bounds, and
right.
four misjudges this kid's speed for half a second, and it was over.
Good night.
Good night
now. He stiffed arm him a little bit and was like, see ya.
Right, exactly.
Now.
Okay.
Now, let me talk to you about another 17-year-old. A team that I do not like, but I have to give props to the receiver. Number four for Ohio State. Did you see the two one-handed? And he's another freshman.
Oh, yeah. Another Smith.
One-handed catches.
Right.
He made.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, did you see the catch by the Minnesota wide receiver? Spinning around in the end zone left-handed while he had a defender draped on him.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one?
I saw that one.
Okay. I'm like, they're making the gloves too damn good.
Too sticky, yeah.
And if I recall, you didn't wear gloves, you told me.
Well, I did. So Newman's had just come out maybe a year before. So
what are Newman's?
Newman's were the first sticky gloves.
Okay.
So what I would do was, and we had to buy them ourselves. So there was no, like, they didn't have them. So I had two pair.
Was this high school or was this at Cincinnati?
No, this was at Cincinnati.
All right.
So they had just come out, like maybe a year before. So I bought, because they didn't give them out yet. So I bought two pair. I bought a white pair for the away games to match the white jerseys.
Yeah.
And I had a black pair for home games.
Nice.
Now, I needed these things to last the whole year. So I never wore them in practice. So I was like, I just catch with my hands in practice. I can't mess them up. And then during the game, during the pregame, I would tuck them in the front of my pants and warm up. And the reason why I did this is because I wanted my hands to feel the ball. So right. I was like, I'm catching with my free hands to warm up before the game so I could get a feeling of the ball. And then I wouldn't put them on until we ran out on the field for offense. Or because I was a punt returner, I wouldn't put them on until I went out for the punt return if we were defense first.
Oh, my God. Hatch, it's almost like, come on, you think that the gloves are going to wear out? They would have actually worn out throughout the whole season?
They would have worn out for the
really?
Whole season. Yeah.
Really? I had
they
no
work,
idea.
Yeah. You know how many pairs of gloves these guys probably go through now? Because they give them out. All the teams give them out.
Yeah,
so they wear them in practice.
What is the ball? Out. The ball rubs through the palms of the fingers? I mean,
And when you're playing on turf, when you fall, when you get tackled, you put your hand down so it scrapes on the turf.
Oh, okay.
It scrapes the sticky part of the gloves and sometimes rips them. So I was very protective of them because I was 21 years old and spent $20 on a
and
$20 twice on a pair of gloves.
And you made sure
I can afford to buy another pair.
Right. This is before NIL. This is where you had to live in poverty as a Division I athlete.
Before they even gave them out as part of the uniform.
Right.
Now they're part of the uniform.
I love the fact that you bought a home pair and a road pair so you could look tight. You weren't just going to be happy with one color pair. You're like, I got to have this shit match.
Right. Exactly.
Good stuff. By the way, I've got a pair of those receiving gloves I bought off the internet because I'm a middle-aged white guy loser on the couch, and I wanted to feel what they feel like, and they sure as hell do help. I mean, but they're like scuba gloves. They're very tacky, but they don't have any substance on them. They're just a smooth polyvinyl, some kind of material that when it rubs up against the leather football, it sticks.
Oh yeah. And if they hit the ground, if you're playing on turf, they're going to rip. So they have multiple pairs of gloves now on the sideline. They just give them a new pair. All right, here you go.
Yeah. Well, me sitting on the couch, they don't really rip. I'm not really taking any contact, Hatch. Just sitting there, my fat ass, eating nachos, watching football.
It depends on what you're doing with the gloves.
Snap. I got a different pair of gloves for that, and we'll just leave it at that. Okay, I got a list of things to talk to you about. King Henry, go.
King Henry.
Just go on King Henry. The best tweet I saw was, King Henry will enter the Hall of Fame as a god of a religion running back that we no longer worship. I'm like, that's a great tweet.
250 pounds and took off. And 185-pound, 200-pound guys couldn't catch him.
Nope.
And I had been saying they need to give him the ball more. Give him the ball more. And by the way, I took Baltimore before the season started. I bet on them to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, congratulations. They're one of the five favorite teams. They made the AFC title game last year, Hatch. You're some real soothsayer on that one, buddy. What'd you get him at? 3-1?
To get him 3-1, yep. I'll take it.
I hope you win. I hope it's life-changing. How much money did you put on them?
I only put $20.
Okay. Glove
I'm not
money.
A big gambler.
I know. You put some glove money on them. Yeah.
I put some glove money. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they look like they got it cooking right now.
It's just a thrill of seeing if I'm right.
Yeah. Derrick Henry is a freak. I love watching him run because it's not just how big and how fast he is, it's how smooth he accelerates. The acceleration and the smoothness of him running is hypnotizing.
You know how many times I watched that State Farm commercial before I even realized it was him? I thought it was a defensive lineman.
Right.
I was like, who is that defensive lineman out there flipping refrigerators and pulling the living room furniture?
That's Derrick Henry.
And then I paid attention. It was Derrick Henry. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then second of all, as a defensive back, why in the hell would you ever think of trying to tackle that dude high?
Oh.
Like, why are you trying to grab him up high?
Right.
Like, you should be going low right at his knee.
And that's not considered dirty?
No.
Okay.
You got to get that big sucker to the ground.
By hook or by
crook. You up here trying to grab him up high. I mean, are you? That's just dumb.
Yeah. Speaking of knees, how about the Rashee Rice knee injury because of Mahomes on a pick? Talk about utterly bad karmic juju. Some would say karma deserved because he probably shouldn't be playing this year due to his traffic accident. So he could be out. I think I saw the news late today that he's going to be out for the rest of the year. And then there's probably going to get a suspension after that. It could be a year and a half before he's back.
Which would be career over.
I don't know about career
That's
over.
That's a long time.
It's a long out. Way. Calvin Ridley came back after a year off for gambling, like a ding dong.
Right.
So we'll see about that. Of course, Xavier Worthy. Did you see his catch for a touchdown? Absolute.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, blazing straight go route into the end zone. And he makes that catch while the guy the Bills drafted instead, Keon Coleman, had a terrible drop in that game. Somebody tweeted, "Thanks a lot, Bills, yet again as a Chiefs fan."
I mean, he's going to be good, though. Keon Coleman's made plenty of great plays. You're talking about one play.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, no one saw what came. You know, no one saw that happening with Buffalo. I mean, of complete blowout.
Yeah. I talked about this yesterday with Andy. I'll let you opine on it. Jaden Daniels, absolute rocket ship right now.
I know. I was thinking this morning. I said, Washington's going to win the division.
Well, given how bad Philly played. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Philly played against Tampa. Tampa whooped them good.
Right.
But, I mean, Washington's going to – they're going to beat Dallas at least once.
Speaking of Tampa – there's a brewing little kerfuffle between Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield on some interview or podcast said that, you know, when he came to the Buccaneers, the locker room was kind of, you know, tight. It was tense because Tom had been there. And then Brady heard the quote and responded by saying, "Oh, I thought, you know, let me get the right quote. It was like, I thought tense was not having any Super Bowl rings. If I wanted to have fun, I would have gone to Disneyland with my kids." Mayfield says that the quote was taken out of context, which I think it was for the most part.
Right. Well, I saw him out there talking pregame.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, people are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. Of course, Fitzpatrick, who has never liked Brady, weighed in on his own. He said, "Sick burn, Tom Brady. Way to cut Baker Mayfield down to size. Can't believe he has had the nerve to win over Bucks locker room and fans with his playing style and personality."
If I was Brady, I'd just hold up the rings.
Stressful. That was the word. He said, Mayfield said that the players weren't having fun playing alongside Brady. It was very stressful. And Brady said, "I thought stressful is not having Super Bowl rings. If I wanted to have fun, I'd go to Disneyland with my kids." To which the sick burn back to him is, "Yeah, by yourself, because your wife left you because you unretired." By the way,
yep.
That last year for Brady was probably stressful because, remember, he had blown up his marriage to come back for one more year. Nothing went right that year. He was just flailing away trying to get one last grab of glory. So I can imagine it was not real fun that year.
Right. Yeah, that's hard to concentrate, especially a quarterback when your wife is leaving.
Right. Exactly.
She's with another dude. Come on. How do you expect him to play?
Right. Minka Fitzpatrick got a penalty yesterday for the Steelers or Sunday. That is one of the softest, most ridiculous personal foul penalties. He said afterwards, "You just can't hit anybody anymore." I don't know if you saw the play or not, but it's really where the league is going right now. And it was a huge play that flipped field position in favor of the Colts and helped them win that game.
Yeah, one of the games I bet on.
That's all you care about, huh?
Are you kidding me? Joe Flacco, put some pressure on that 45-year-old, no moving, and he will fold quickly.
Well,
nothing.
It's funny because they interviewed him after the game, and he said that I believe Tracy Wolfson said, "You know, Richardson says he thinks you're cool," and Flacco laughed. He said, "I doubt that. He told me before the game that his mom is only 8 days older than me. I doubt he thinks anyone this old is really cool.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? He can still play. If you can keep him upright, he can still figure out where to go with it and bring it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Okay, we lost a couple legends today, Hatch. I don't know if you probably heard. Unbelievable day.
Pete Rose and Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
Now, first, the age on Dikembe Mutombo, I think, is way wrong.
Why?
He's older than 58. Come on, you're trying to say he's 2 years older than you and I? No way.
No. Don't speak ill of the dead. Are you saying that record keeping on birth certificates in some parts of the world where they don't have much infrastructure, like where Dikembe came from, may not be the most accurate in the world?
Yes.
Okay. But he looked like African old. You know, with the skin and the wrinkles, it doesn't necessarily mean he really is old. He might just look like he's from Africa old.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Okay.
I think he was over 60.
Okay. Well, either way, what a fucking great player. Did you ever hear the story about him in college at Georgetown?
No.
So, according to people who would know, because I used to work with John Thompson Sr., who recruited him and found him and sprung him on the college world. If I recall, I'll have to ask Andy Poland about this. Mutombo was listed as like a 6'2 guard before he showed up on campus.
They were hiding him that bad.
Yeah, right. And then he shows up for the first game. You're like, holy shit, where did Thompson get this guy from Africa?
Right.
So, apparently, one time on campus, as he was enjoying his best life as a collegiate player, Dikembe Mutombo walked into a bar in Georgetown. And again, this is from not Thompson. I don't know if Thompson told me himself, but it was somebody in his orbit. And they said Dikembe walks into the bar and simply says in that rich, deep Dikembe voice, "Who want to sex the great Mutombo tonight?"
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how he said it. It was like, come on, come all, everybody. Unbelievable,
I'm sure he
right?
Found somebody.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Anyway, rest in peace, brain tumor. That sucks. Yeah. I didn't even know that he was sick, but
I didn't either.
The iconic image of him as a pro was when he was with Denver, and Denver upset Seattle as a one
as
seed.
Eight seed. Yeah.
Yeah, eight seed eight. Over a one. And the series ends, and Mutombo is flat on his back in joy, holding the basketball right over his head, smiling, shaking it, and it was just fantastic. And then, of course, he became known for his signature finger wag, no, when he would block a shot.
Right, but you remember when Michael Jordan dunked on him and did the finger wave back to him?
One of the all-time moments, right?
Yeah.
And you know Jordan never let him forget that.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
The other death was Pete Rose, which happened later in the afternoon, got announced later in the afternoon on Monday, 83 years old. I still have not read the story as to what health issues he was dealing with. He wasn't in great shape, obviously, and lived most of his post-scandal life as a pariah, just signing autographs for cash in places like Caesar's Palace out in Vegas. I walked by him once as he was there in front of his card table and would sign. He would even sign, "I bet on baseball." Pete Rose for like $50 if you wanted him to write that on a piece of memorabilia.
Right. I mean, it's sad that they haven't put him in the Hall of Fame.
He should have been
in the Hall of Fame, you know, regardless of what personal, it was plenty of time that has gone by where bygones can be, you know, bygones.
You a fan of with enough time, you let everything go?
Yes, enough time, you let everything go. I mean, come on.
He's in there. There are mentions. I think there's artifactia of Pete Rose in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Don't quote me. I've never been, which is a huge hole in my resume. So don't at me on, "Oh my God, you've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame." No, I have not. I'm not huge on Hall of Fames, but I mean, I'm going to try to go at some point. That said, he did something that was the cardinal rule at the time. He bet on baseball while as a manager, which put him in a position of extreme influence. Now, he would say, and the record seems to show, that it was only betting on his team, but you know what happens when you only bet on your team? It means when you don't have money on your team, you might manage or start a guy or do something different because you don't have money on it.
Right. Yeah, and that can influence.
Yeah. And so the whole thing was, hey, he made his bet. He's going to have to lie in it. Nobody's going to forget Pete Rose, the ball player. But I've always believed the Hall of Fame should also be almost a Hall of Honor. And that if you don't have enough honor, they can't put you in the Hall of Fame. But now with the Shohei Ohtani thing, I'm completely over on your side to say, well, Shohei Ohtani bet like a motherfucker on baseball while playing. And it's the most flimsy sham to pin it on his interpreter.
And they used his interpreter as the scapegoat.
Exactly. But because Shohei is the biggest name in the sport, and because the overseas market, specifically Japan, is way too lucrative, they had to do a quick hush-hush, sweep it under the rug, you take the fall, we'll let you out, you know, shorter than normal once the dust has settled. But this shit ends right here. Absolute joke that Shohei Ohtani was not nicked at all in this.
Right. So here's my thing about all the Hall of Fames. What now you're trying to define outside of what the player did in their sport to get in. So the Hall of Fame is based on what you did while you were playing. It doesn't have anything to do with your personal business. Like, are we going to get to a point where it's, well, you cheated on your wife, we're not going to let you in the Hall of Fame. I mean, we're talking about the accomplishments that you did while you played the sport. Right. That's what's important. I mean, whether the person's a good person or not, that's something entirely different.
True.
To me, that's entirely different than, I mean, I didn't know that the Hall of Fame is becoming a judgment on your character outside of what you did in the sport that you played.
Yeah.
Now, regardless if I agree with what you did or not, that's something different. But you put people in there based on the what they did in their sport, period. That's it.
Well, here's the problem with the period. You have guys like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, you going to take him out?
Well, if you had known if you had known about what he did prior to him getting inducted, you cannot put a murderer in a Hall of Fame. You can't. You can't
okay,
say,
so
well,
why can't you take him out then?
Well, there was some push, I think, to do that, but I don't know if he has been taken out or not. But my point is, you say it's like your off the field stuff shouldn't matter, and you're right as long as it's below a certain threshold.
Okay, maybe I would agree with that.
Remember Darren Sharper? Darren Sharper currently serving almost a life sentence for serial raping women with drugs.
Former
Packer Darren Sharper.
Right.
If he was a Hall of Fame caliber player, you couldn't put him in while he's sitting in jail for a string of serial rapes.
I agree. Okay. I mean, I agree. Like you said, there has to be a fine line with, you know, but then people make the argument, well, what about LT?
Well, LT is a guy who's a drug addict. I can't.
No, more than that.
Well, and then the underage
sex offender.
Yeah, that's true. Underage prostitutes.
Registered sex offender.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get convicted. He didn't get convicted of that.
That's true.
He got a misdemeanor, just like OJ didn't get convicted of murder.
That is true.
But we know they both did something they wasn't supposed to do.
Okay. You're not an OJ truther, are you?
No.
Okay.
He didn't.
Okay. All right,
well,
couple
him
more.
And some other people, but
that's another story.
It couldn't have been one person.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll hear that next time we're on the golf course together.
Right. Right.
What are you down in New Orleans for? Work.
Work. Yeah, conference.
Okay.
And we had other meetings too as well.
All right. How is New Orleans? Last time you were down there.
Last time I was down there was like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Still the same. Bourbon Street's crazy.
Right.
How
many nights of Bourbon Street do you need? One or two?
One.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. One and done.
I already went. Yep. I took a couple of my refs down Bourbon Street. I'd never been here before. I was like, all right, I'm going to give you your experience.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to come back, fine, but I'm not.
My favorite story, Bourbon Street, it was the Super Bowl 2001. Me and Andy Poland are down there for work, Radio Row. And we're out there I did Bourbon Street, I think, 5 nights in a row, which was way too much during the Super Bowl, right? So one of the first nights we're there, almost a week before the game itself, we're walking down Bourbon Street, and we get kind of to the end of where all the bustle is on Bourbon Street, and we try to go into a bar to find out where there's a game on, right? And we go into this really nice bar in the corner that had a bunch of TVs, but every single TV was tuned instead to Will and Grace, the hit TV show on CBS.
Well,
right.
Yes.
Will and Grace. We then looked around at the clientele in the bar, and it was
straight gay. I could have answered that question. You walked into the gay bar.
Nice fellas, but we were like, we're going to go find the game somewhere else, if you don't mind.
Right.
All right. When are you getting back here to golf?
I will be back Wednesday.
All right. It's been raining like a mofo.
We can play. Is it raining there?
Thank God it's not Asheville. Asheville is fucking gone. Holy shit.
I got lucky, so nothing got me.
Oh, that's right. I asked about your property down there in Sarasota. So you're all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, fine.
There's a big storm surge down in Sarasota, some parts of it.
At the beach.
Well, there you go.
And I'm far enough away from the beach that it doesn't affect me.
Score one for Hatch. Being a guy who ain't going to pay for something that ain't worth it, right?
Exactly. But I got a golf cart
that'll get you down to the beach, so you're not paying beachfront property prices.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, what's your story?
So my story is the last hurricane that came through there. So I'm getting a new roof. And first of all, I don't want to say too much about Florida because I don't know who's listening, but it is hard to find people to get stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
Contractors.
Well, it's going to be worse now with what happened up in the Panhandle.
Right. So I'm getting my roof changed. Well, the morons take off my shingles and they don't cover my roof and it rains. So I go over. Well, I sent my girl over there and she's like, hey, your living room is flooded.
Oh,
what?
My.
She goes, God. Yeah, flooded. Your rug is ruined. I'm going to clean it all up for you.
Oh.
So of course, I call the contractors mad. I'm like, you guys didn't cover my roof. So they're like, oh, okay. And I go, there's this hurricane coming. You guys need to get over here and cover my roof. So they cover my roof, but they nailed the tarp down with nails. I'm like, there's going to be 60 mile an hour winds. This tarp is going to rip. So I go to Home Depot, buy some little pieces of wood, cut them all up, climb on my roof. And I was going to nail the pieces of wood along the outside edges of the tarp. So the tarp would stay down. I get up there. Here comes the storm, pouring down rain. I'm on the roof in the pouring down rain, nailing these pieces of wood on the outside layers of the tarp to hold the tarp down. Then I get off the roof, soaking wet, and the water's coming up against my house. So I call my buddy, Jim, who owns a waterproof company. And I go, what do I do? The water's coming up against my house. He's like, dig a trench around your house. So I'm out there in the hurricane digging a trench around my house.
And despite all that work, your house still flooded.
Nope. The trench worked.
Well, but I mean, your living room flooded the next week.
My living room flooded, yes, from the from the week prior because they didn't cover it.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, life in Florida, bro. Have you found good contractors to help fix everything?
No, they're so far along, I got to stay with them.
Oh, yeah, you're committed. You're pot committed already.
Committed. Yeah, committed. Yeah. So I just stay on them every day.
Oh, that must be a joy for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, Hatch. You go back to your conference. Right. Thanks for your time tonight. See you, buddy.
Thank you. All right, have a good one.
All right, man. Bye. All right. We'll end on this tonight. So the Aaron Rodgers experience in New York with the Jets, well, you get the full experience when you get on board with Rodgers. He has not been terrible, but then again, he's not been great. And he took a sack late in their game, their loss to the Broncos, 10-9, that put Zuerlein at the 50-yard mark for his field goal attempt, which he missed in a howling monsoon. Part of the issue, according to Robert Saleh, is the cadence going on with Rodgers and their center and their offensive line. They had a bunch of false starts. So here's Rodgers being asked about it because Saleh said, we might need to dial back the cadence on offense.
The cadence specifically, Robert said, that might be something you guys have to dial back a little bit. Is that something you think could potentially help the situation?
It's one way to do it. The other way is hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had one false start. Morgan had one false start, I believe, until this. So, you know, it's been a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We don't, you know, we rarely have a false start. And to have, I don't know, five today, it seemed like, four or five. Yeah, it seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need to make mass changes based on, you know, kind of an outlier game.
I don't have a problem with that. He's right in that, you know, a varied cadence is a weapon. He's been the cadence king. Had, 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 green 18, green 18. But I think he and his coach, old Robbie Saleh, need to get on the same page before next week's post-game press conference. Also, the offensive line for the Jets has been, shall we say, not good. Breece Hall, who everyone took in fantasy pretty high, thinking he's going to be good this year, especially with Rodgers back there, has had a terrible yards per carry, and even worse when they broke down the times he gets getting touched and harassed behind the line of scrimmage. So Breece Hall hadn't been able to get out of the backfield into open ground yet because the O-line for the Jets has been not good, and they've had some injuries as well. All right, that's enough for me tonight. I was watching earlier the scintillating early game on the Monday Night Football doubleheader between the Titans and the 2-less Miami Dolphins. It was Tyler Huntley, who is America's emergency quarterback, just break glass and plug Tyler Huntley in It was him for the Dolphins against Will Levis, the Netflix cast quarterback. Looks the part, cannot play the part. After throwing a pick early in the game, Levis left the game after diving for a first down and messing up his shoulder. So that gave way to the former Pittsburgh backup with the dented head, thanks to Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph. Oh, the joy. It's 9-6 right now, as I see on the score bug in the upper left-hand corner. Lions and Seahawks is an all-out brawl. Lions are up 21-7. High-pitched game intensity at Ford Field. It's probably the loudest building in the NFL this side of Arrowhead. The Lions are looking to go to 3-1. Going at a half, 21-7 up. And that will do it for week number 4. We'll wrap up everything tomorrow with Charge. And then we'll look ahead to week 5. Man, the season goes so quick, doesn't it? All right, going to be a big day on Tuesday. A lot of baseball. 4-banger of baseball. Mets are in. Braves are in. They split their doubleheader on the soggy field down there in Atlanta. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are out. Last year's surprise World Series entrant. Part of the reason they're out, they had an 8-0 lead in early September to the Brewers and coughed it up and lost 10-9. And boy, are they wishing they had that one back now. That's why you try to play as hard as you can for all 162. Thank you for listening, for downloading. If you would like to subscribe, please go to zabe.com/premium and learn how to get Fridays with Scott and Sally, the OGs, as well as this podcast ad-free. Just $5 a month, even less if you buy it a year at a time. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. We gotta bring both sides together like champagne and leather, like birds of a feather. We'll fly. Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.